Victoria Ostendorf is the Wildfire Information Officer for the Region of High Level. Victoria, thank you very much for joining us today. The 2021 fire season is, well, it's over for another year. It expired on Halloween. How did the fire season go this year?
Yes, so fire season officially ended on October 31st here in the High Level Forest area. We saw a total of 87 fires. 60% were human caused, with 27 being lightning, with a total of 2,961 hectares burned this year. Due to the hazard, we've definitely saw a less number of fires. But with that being said, 60 human caused fires. I'd like to stress that human caused fires are always 100% preventable. So we're always urging Albertans and folks recreating in the forested areas, camping, having those campfires, to always be safe during fire season, and always put out your campfire, your hunting fires. If you're recreating in a forested area with a quad or off-highway vehicle, stop often, check your hot spots, especially the exhaust, debris, mud, grass. Can build up in those areas and spark and fall off and create a wildfire. And then, you know, of course, lightning tends to come in through the area in end of May, June, and we start to see more lightning-caused fires. And we always urge the public to help us report wildfires by calling 310 Fire. Can help our firefighters respond in a more quick manner when we have the public also helping us report those fires.
Victoria, I'm guessing that the number of human-caused fires is down a little bit, especially over the last couple of years. And even though I'm a person that says one is one too many, but really in your mind, are people actually getting the hint to be careful, especially after what happened in 2019?
I would say yes. I would say there is a stronger awareness when it comes to fire safety, not only here in the High Level Forest area, but provincially. We have seen a recent decline with human-caused fires, which means that folks are taking wildfire prevention tips and tricks into their everyday life to be safer. So that would be making sure your campfires are properly extinguished by soaking it, stirring it, and soaking it again. Being safe when you're recreating in the forest with an off-highway vehicle. We have a large number of agricultural landowners, especially up here in the high-level area, and we give out, you know, on average around 1,000 fire permits. When we have folks reach out and get their fire permit, it actually helps us know where those fires are on the landscape. We're able to also communicate that to our fire lookout folks who detect fires in our area. And it also allows our wildfire rangers to liaise with these landowners and make sure that they're burning in a safe manner, and we don't get as many escaped fires from debris burning. So it's really nice to see, and I think definitely some of the larger wildfires we've experienced over the years have brought more of an awareness, and I find that folks are definitely take safety seriously, and are also staying more informed on the wildfire situation. We have hazard signs throughout the province that speak to the fire hazard and danger rating. We also have our mobile app, which is AB Wildfire, or Alberta Wildfire, and you can download that on your phone. It shows you where all the fires are in the province. You can read the area updates, and you can get all the safety messages and the wildfire situation in your area as well. So I think definitely a stronger awareness, and it's really nice to see.
With it being the month of November now and fire season officially over, we start thinking, or at least Alberta Agriculture and Forestry starts thinking about winter burns and the fact that that happens How much do we have to take care? I guess you take care just as much in the summer as you do the winter, but how much do we have to take care even with those winter burns and the temperatures are getting colder?
Yeah, so even up here in high level right now, we actually still have a bit of a fire danger just with large areas of cured grass. So even though fire season is over as of October 31st, we are definitely urging the public to take extra care as there still remains a bit of a fire danger on the landscape. And when it comes to winter burning, you know, safe burning practices do not end when fire season does. We urge everyone to burn safely, build clean piles. That helps the pile burn faster and hotter, which in turn helps reduce smoke impacts to the community. We also urge folks to put out signage on roadways to alert motorists. A lot of the times, due to the colder temperatures, we see something called inversions. And with the smoke and the inversion combined, we can see the smoke lie really low on the roadways and be really thick, especially in the early hours of the day. Mm-hmm. As the temperatures rise in the afternoon, it'll lift a bit. So anyway, we really urge anyone doing any debris burning to put caution smoke signage up on roadways to help alert motorists. We also urge everyone, due to the fact there will be debris burning throughout the winter still, to also just drive with extra care and drive slow and drive to the conditions. I'd also say another tip for debris burning over the winter is not lighting, just like in the summer, not lighting too many piles and not lighting more than you can manage. And definitely monitoring your site, as well as kind of tilling the pile with some equipment to really help extinguish it, can help aid in reducing the impacts in the spring, something we call holdover fires. Mm-hmm. As unfortunately, sometimes snow can really act as an insulator and keep that heat in the ground. And especially up here in our area, we have areas of peat moss. So the fire can really dig deep down into the ground, and with the spring temperatures and wind, we can see some of those winter burn sites actually pop up as what we would call holdover fire and start a wildfire in the spring. So even though there's snow on the ground, we definitely still would urge folks to try to extinguish those piles, which not only helps with the holdover fires, but also still would help reduce that smoke impact to the community as well, not letting them just smolder, if you will.
If you will excuse my terminology, the hotline is still 310 fire, even in the winter?
To report a fire?
Yeah.
Yeah, so to report a wildfire, it is 310 fire, yes.
Absolutely.
Sorry, 310 fire to report a fire.
Yeah. You still get 310 fire calls just to check it out even during the winter, despite the fact that these prescribed burns or these burns happen in the winter time, right?
Yes, we will still have folks call in, and many times, yes, it is the person burning debris in their on their land, and we have something called a response officer, so they'll be able to go check it out. We also partner with our local municipality or town fire departments as well throughout the winter months.
I think that will work just fine. Victoria Ostendorf, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.